Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Illegal immigrant Christian Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in the death of college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared during a jog in 2018 from Brooklyn, Iowa. Jury selection is now underway. The trial had been delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and was moved to a different county at the request of defense attorneys. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 6 people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed a home early Wednesday. The military said it widened its strikes on militant targets in the Palestinian territory to hinder continuing rocket fire from the terrorist organization Hamas, aimed at Israeli civilians. The California Highway Patrol is reporting authorities are seeing a rise in BB gun shootings on Southern California freeways. More than 24 incidents involving shattered windows on freeways have occurred in Orange, Riverside, and South Los Angeles counties during the past several weeks. CHP Border Division Assistant Chief Donald Goodbrand said Tuesday they're on the lookout. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The Jerusalem Prayer Group claims Facebook was duped when they shut down a pro-Israeli page that reportedly had millions of followers. Jerusalem Prayer Group founder Mike Evans claims that critics targeted the site by posting more than 1 million comments, then reporting they had never posted to the site. Mr. Evans says it was a very clever, deceptive plan by Islamic radicals. Would you get the COVID-19 vaccine for $1 million? In Ohio, that's a reality. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. Starting May 26th and running for 5 weeks, a $1 million prize will be awarded to one Ohioan who has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine.
The $1 million vaccine lottery will go on for several weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Several members of the New York Yankees baseball organization have come down with COVID-19. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the endpoint we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
All 3 vaccines were created in record time under the government's Operation Warp Speed. A $1 billion Space Force satellite to support U.S. military missile defense systems launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida Tuesday. The satellites will give the United States and allied forces early warning of any missile launches from around the world. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Live. You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? I'll tell you, do not lose heart in doing good. Stay the course, okay? Good always wins over evil, and what's in the balance here is a great American idea that God's hand, his divine providential hand, has been upon this country from the very beginning. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, meanwhile, I want to bring on our next guest, Stephen Meyer, New York Times bestselling author of Darwin's Doubt. His new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, three significant, or I should say scientific discoveries, revealing the mind behind the universe. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on Darwin, if we can, because I think that he is so misunderstood, maybe in part because what he laid out was a theory. And after his passing, or shortly thereafter, I mean, it was kind of like a gift to atheists. They thought, okay, well, this can be saleable. And but he even himself, to be an honest scientist, said, look, if what you find to, you know, in further studies and you find this to be wrong, well, then it's wrong, you know. But, you know, I don't think that he went to on his deathbed, you know, as an ideologue over his theory, did he?
Well, in my last book, Darwin's Doubt, I actually talk about a doubt that he had about the adequacy of his own theory, which was he was aware that there were these massive explosion of new animal life in a period of time that we now call the Cambrian period, mm-hmm. and below which the new animal forms that arose, there were no ancestral intermediate forms of the kind that you would expect or that he expected to be there if his theory were true. Now, he never disavowed his theory. He thought it was true, but he recognized that it was inadequate in its ability to explain this sudden explosion or abrupt appearance of these major new forms of animal life. And that mystery has only become more acute over time since then. So I think you're right. He wasn't an ideologue. But he also didn't know everything we know today.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's interesting, again, kind of like what we've got going on today, everything is a narrative. And that you get a little piece of the truth, and next thing you know, it's all embellished and everything else. And the situation that, at least in my studies of Darwin, is that, you know, more was written about him and more, you know, supposed in terms of things that he didn't say. It just reminds me of, I remember in Bobby Kennedy's eulogy, Teddy Kennedy said, we need to be careful not to make him greater in death than he was in life. And I think that with Darwin, there's a little bit of that that came into play, do you think?
Well, I have a friendly debating partner that I've done some debates with named Michael Ruse, who's written an important book. he's a staunch Darwinist himself, but he says that for many scientists, Darwinism has become a kind of secular religion.
Yes,
and
it has.
I think that helps account for some of the spit and vinegar you get when you raise scientific questions about the adequacy of the theory.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Darwin didn't know about that we know about today is that that life at its foundation is has digital information in it. That the DNA molecule that Watson and Crick discovered or elucidated in 1953 literally stores code. Richard Dawkins, the great scientific atheist in Britain, acknowledges that it's a machine code. Bill Gates says it's like a computer program, but much more complex than anyone that we've ever created. And we know that code comes from programmers, and we know that information more generally always arises from an intelligent source, whether we're talking about a hieroglyphic inscription or a paragraph in a book or information transmitted over a radio signal. Information arises from an intelligence, and we now know that to build a new form of life or to build life in the first place, information was required.
Mm-hmm.
And that suggests the activity of a designing mind in the origin and the history of life. And this is something Darwin didn't know about, but it points powerfully to the idea of a designing intelligence behind life, not a merely undirected, unguided process of the kind that he devised in The Origin of Species.
Stephen, if I can take a little bit of a leap here, if it's okay with you, you mentioned code in our DNA, and God in his intelligent design, I know there are still some people that would rather not want to consider that, but that's okay. I choose to believe that God is the creator of the universe, and everything I read and study about God, it blows me away. Every time we fold back another layer of the onion skin and you get a deeper reality of who God Almighty is and how he put this world together, it's not by theory. It is all very specific and exact. And here we are right now. I mean, you talk about code, and I want to bring in what we're dealing with right now in terms of COVID vaccinations. And what these scientists have done is, if I understand this in my own neophyte way here, maybe you can enlighten me further, is that they are, playing with some of that DNA code with this vaccine, are they not?
Well, actually, not the DNA. What they've done, they've used RNA to trigger an immune response to a portion of the virus, the part that builds the spike protein. But the spike protein by itself is not sufficient to infect us, and so it's a very clever use of genetic information to trigger an immune response. But this underscores what's going on inside cells. And we talk about DNA all the time. We talk about it with, criminal forensics and everything else we're used to, but we've kind of become inured to place stunning in what's been discovered in molecular biology in the last half of the 20th century and into our new century. And that at the foundation of life, we have information stored in a digital form in these amazing molecules. And that the information is part of a larger information storage, transmission, and processing system that makes even the very simplest life on Earth possible. So the Darwinian idea was that we could go from simple to complex.
Mm-hmm.
But the very simplest things are complex on the order of an automated factory that is run by digital information, something like our CAD-CAM technology, computer-assisted design and manufacture that we use in, say, airplane factories or automobile factories. This is what's going on a miniaturized scale inside cells, and it's simply implausible to think that it arose from undirected chemical reactions in a prebiotic soup.
Yeah, again, especially with modern technology, there's no wonder. I mean, the timing of your book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, is so perfect because, scientists are asking questions, and you either have to take a Big Bang sort of leap into how this all came about, or you transition and go, well, why couldn't there be a God who has designed this, some divine intelligence?
Well, we see evidence for it at every scale, not only in the microcosm of inside the cell, but also in the structure of the universe itself. The physicists have discovered something that they call fine-tuning, which is the idea that the basic parameters of physics have very precise values against all odds, that make life possible. And one of the great astrophysicists of the 20th century, Sir Fred Hoyle, early in his career, a staunch atheist, came to a kind of theistic position, saying that the evidence we have, the common sense interpretation of the evidence we have, mm-hmm. suggests that a super intellect has monkeyed with
this. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your phone. The
Fresh and independent. The way we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Stephen Myers with us, who received his PhD from the University of Cambridge in the philosophy of science. He directs the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute in Seattle, authored the New York Times bestseller Darwin's Doubt and Signature in the Cell. Wow. And we're talking about his new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, Three Scientific Discoveries Revealing the Mind Behind the Universe. And these three scientific discoveries are the motivation, it would seem, Stephen, for the return of the Scott hypothesis.
Right. Well, we hear you were talking about narratives, and, you know, we hear so many of the prominent spokespeople for science, Bill Nye, the science guy, Richard Dawkins, Lawrence Krauss, others who are avowed atheists, and they've published a number of books in the genre known as the New Atheism. Mm-hmm. They tell us that science properly understood undermines belief in God. But in fact, and this is the argument of the book, there have been at least three great discoveries about the origin of the universe and the origin of life that point in a theistic friendly direction. They seem to have theistic implications. And I was talking before the break about one of those, which is the discovery of the fine tuning of the universe. That is to say that the fundamental properties of the universe, the strength of the basic forces like gravitation and electromagnetism, the masses of the elementary particles, the quarks and the electrons, all of these different parameters are just right. They fall within very fine and improbable limits that make it possible for life to exist. And many of the physicists who have discovered these have recognized that the common sense interpretation of this evidence is that there was a fine tuner.
And climate is all part of this as well, right?
Well, our biosphere is a beautifully balanced system that has many different elements that all work together that make life possible. And there's fine tuning at the cosmic level of the basic parameters of physics, but also in our planetary system. One of our astronomers, Guillermo Gonzalez, has pioneered a concept called the galactic habitable zone, and also, which is to say that our solar system is in just the right place in the galaxy to allow for life, but our planet is in just the right place in the solar system to allow for life. We have the right axial tilt, the right distance from the sun. We've got a big planet outside in the outer part of the solar system, Jupiter, that sweeps up asteroids and protects us. It's amazing set of coincidences that make life possible at all.
Stephen, you know, at the core of all this is the pursuit of truth. You know, with all due respect for Bill Nye, the alleged science guy, I mean, and especially in this time when we are so sensitive and, you know, we want to be respectful of science, as you mentioned in the previous segment, you know, we give a lot of credence to science, you know, people of science. But if they're not good at what they do, if they're giving you false evidence, I mean, it's kind of like one of the training modules that I used to train in talking about competence, is that, you know, at the very heart of who we are, we have this desire to be good at what we do. And I think that's one of the qualities in choosing, you know, a pathway for your life and, you know, things that you want to choose as a career and that sort of thing. So, in other words, if you're a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, that's probably not your gig. And what's happened in some cases is we've elevated science to be almost godlike and we want to believe them. And, you know, like right now, what we've recently gone through, these scientists, so-called, where's the truth in all this? I mean,
I think that the key distinction is between science as evidence, the scientific evidence, and the theories that we sometimes concoct, if you will.
Yeah.
We were talking about Darwinism. Darwinian evolution is a theory about the evidence, but we now have evidence that Darwin was partially unaware of or completely unaware of that casts the question of the origins of life in a very different light indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. I'm talking about
hang on just a second. Can we correct that? Can we publish a correction? You know, if Darwin was alive today, knowing what we know today, what would Darwin's theory look like?
Well, it's a good question you ask, an interesting one, because I published a paper at the Smithsonian's top biology journal, the Proceedings for the Biological Society of Washington, and arguing that the Cambrian explosion of animal life provided powerful evidence for intelligent design.
Mm-hmm.
And the editor who allowed the paper to go through peer review, and it was peer reviewed and it was approved,
yeah,
then was persecuted by colleagues at the Smithsonian Institution and eventually had to leave. At one point, there were meetings that were so heated that one of his colleagues told him, please don't come. I can't guarantee your personal safety. So
wow.
There has been this pushback against mm-hmm. critique of theories that have become almost sacrosanct within the scientific community. And
yeah,
another one of these theories.
See, again, that drives me nuts there. And I'm sorry, Stephen, to interrupt you again, getting on this deal. It's a theory, okay? It's not even, we had a former president refer to, you know, climate science as a fact. Well, that's not even a term that you use in science. I mean, it becomes the law because it's proven, you know, like the law of gravity. But you don't go around and say it's a fact, do you, when you're talking in scientific terms?
Well, there are agreed facts. The question is, how do we interpret them? And a healthy mm-hmm. science allows competing interpretations of the facts at hand. And science, in fact, there's a great philosopher of science in Italy named Marcello Pera who says that science advances as scientists argue about how to interpret the evidence. There must be an open climate for argumentation back and
Amen.
Forth, or else science will be thwarted. And so when scientists talk about settled science or consensus, they typically, there typically isn't one, because you only invoke consensus or settled science when there's dissenting scientific opinion that you want to squelch.
Yes. Yes, exactly. In much the same language, little twist of what we have today with the cancel culture. And in the process, we render ourselves stupid, what Jordan Peterson says, you know, which is quite insightful.
Some of the advocates of intelligent design, very prominent scientists in their own right, were some of the first victims of the cancel culture. So if you want to know more about that, let us know. We can give you a little bit of an insight into how that works.
Well, yes. Well, we're seeing it. We're living with it right now. And what I'm concerned with, Stephen, and I'm so grateful for you coming on in this book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, is because we need to have this open conversation to where we can, you know, be all the better for it. I mean, because at the very core of all this, as you say, the design of the planet, all these things, the tweaking and adjusting that the planet naturally does, the thing that's consistent with it, as you said, it's about life. God is life. The Jewish culture says, you know, God is life. And everything about, you know, God and what he creates is about life. Sadly, we are in this experience that we deal with here in this mortal world that I believe grieves God, because it's out of his character. It's out of his intent, ultimately, for us to be living in a world that is predicated on life totally and is not compromised with evil and death.
Well, and the more we've learned about life, especially at in the inner recesses of the cell, where we mm-hmm. thought in the 19th century, one of Darwin's colleagues, Thomas Henry Huxley, said the cell was a homogeneous globule of undifferentiated protoplasm, something like Jell-O was the concept.
Right, exactly.
And now we've learned that it has immense integrated and informational complexity that screams design. It bears all the hallmarks of a design system. Again, information in our experience is the hallmark of mind. It's something that minds produce, and yet mm-hmm. we now know that at the foundation of life, we don't just have matter and energy. We have information, and that needs to be accounted for.
It is ineffable, as C.S. Lewis would say, really, when you pause and you consider it. It is absolutely mind-blowing. As another said, I've never met a mere mortal. When you think about all these intrinsic designs and how God has put us together, boy, Stephen, you're really special. You know that?
Well, you're special for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. And back to your other concept, it's science is evidence that supports the intelligent design and the God hypothesis, even if there are scientific theories that deny it.
Well, Stephen, there's so much more that you and I can talk. We've got to continue this conversation because we barely touch. And that's what I was concerned about going into this, is that there's so much depth to this. And, you know, I just I hope our audience, I'm sure they were, you know, blessed by what it is that you had to share. And, of course, they can read about it in your book, The Return of the God Hypothesis. It'll be linked at our website.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Illegal immigrant Christian Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in the death of college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared during a jog in 2018 from Brooklyn, Iowa. Jury selection is now underway. The trial had been delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and was moved to a different county at the request of defense attorneys. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 6 people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed a home early Wednesday. The military said it widened its strikes on militant targets in the Palestinian territory to hinder continuing rocket fire from the terrorist organization Hamas, aimed at Israeli civilians. The California Highway Patrol is reporting authorities are seeing a rise in BB gun shootings on Southern California freeways. More than 24 incidents involving shattered windows on freeways have occurred in Orange, Riverside, and South Los Angeles counties during the past several weeks. CHP Border Division Assistant Chief Donald Goodbrand said Tuesday they're on the lookout. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Salas, my good friend, joins us now. And you know, when anything happens with Israel, biblical prophecy is all over it, and you've heard me say many times, and I will continue to say so because I believe this to be the case. And that whole idea came about when Bill and I met years ago. Gosh, I don't know, Bill, was it 10, 12 years ago in Southern California where we had met? And
I'd put it there, yeah.
Somewhere in that range anyway, and the thought that came to mind as you and I were talking in that restaurant one day, I said, wow, when Israel became a nation again, it's as if God's prophetic clock, it's the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set, and what has been passing since then are minutes and seconds. And we have more minutes, more seconds in God's timeline that are passing right now that are on the world stage and clear before our eyes, and discerning people who read the Bible and look to these things are coming to some interesting conclusions on how this is heading us toward the final fulfillment of God's prophetic conclusion.
Well said. In minutes and seconds, matter of fact, we're on day 10 of some really bad violence going on over there with the conflict between Hamas and Israel. And recently, think it might be simmering down. We start hearing about rockets coming from the north. The 4 rockets recently reported coming from the north were, the dangerous Hezbollah terrorist group with 150,000 missiles pointed toward Israel, much more stronger, and some of them precision guided than the ones Hamas was shooting. You know, Hamas is actually displaying some of the weaponry they got from Iran.
Iran. Yeah, they said thank you very much for the improved weaponry.
Yeah, they're no longer just sending over Katyusha rockets and the incendiary kites that they were doing. Now they've got, they're trophy casing these Fajr 5, very powerful missiles that can get all the way up into Tel Aviv and to Jerusalem. Matter of fact, there's bomb shelters have been opened in those places. A barrage of rockets, over 3,000 rockets now, we've been into this thing over 10 days now, have been sent from Hamas, putting many Israelis in bomb shelters. Now, the Iron Dome, of course, is this great defense system that Israel has, and they're intercepting about 90% of these missiles. But if that wasn't working, we'd have a lot more dead Israelis.
A lot more devastation. I mean, you're talking maybe 300 missiles have landed indiscriminately, with Hamas. I mean, they're doing damage to, they're just doing damage to, Israelis and even Arabs that live there because it's an equal opportunity missile, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. Matter of fact, remember Hamas, they were elected as the political leadership back in 2005, I believe it was, and they had a charter, and their charter still exists, and that calls for the annihilation of Israel. And they're not interested in a two-state solution. They would accept that. This is what they're trying to head for, with Jerusalem being the capital. But their ultimate goal is to drive the Jews into the sea. That's clearly what they've been evidencing ever since their existence, and they've fired thousands of missiles since that time into Israel. The problem with this bout here is these missiles are much more powerful and much more dangerous, and Hamas has become a proxy, a full-fledged proxy state of Iran, like Hezbollah in Syria with chemical weapons with Bashar Assad and the Houthis down in Yemen, and now Shiite militias in Iraq. So Iran has spread its tentacles, its hegemony throughout the Middle East, and they're really ultimately trying to choke off Israel and destroy the Jewish state. And meanwhile, the diversion that Hamas is creating is working into the favor of Iran, who's now enriched uranium up to 63%. They're just a stone's throw away from having a nuclear weapon if they don't already have one. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to negotiate the sweeter deal they can with the Biden administration and the P5+1 that JCPOA that Trump had backed away from in May of 2018. So these dynamics are in play. And Hamas has always been one, like I use the example, they're like a fighter who goes into the ring. And the classic problem is, if you don't use your hands to block your face and jab with your left hand, but you lead with your chin, you're going to get hit hard, and that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And on May 14th, the 73-year anniversary of the rebirth of the nation of Israel, which, like you talked about, that's when God's hourglass took its final turn, Israel came through with 160 aircrafts, 450 bombs in 35 minutes, and took out roughly about 160 terrorists and about 80 miles of these underground tunnels that Hamas was using to launch their war and hide their missiles, and they call it the metro system there. Mm-hmm. So Israel is really trying to degrade Hamas's capability. Otherwise, they know they'll face this again in a year or two or three down the road. So this is an all-out battle for Israel. They want to take this down as far as they can to the bare bones of Hamas's weapons.
Well, it's interesting, Bill, because, as you say, this is happening under the Biden administration. Again, God is in control of all this. We're orchestrating all this. And maybe this is one of the reasons why Donald Trump wasn't reelected, because under Donald Trump, this would not have happened. Even right now, I mean, the difference between a Biden administration, kind of mealy-mouthing a kind of we're backing Israel, so to speak, in soft terms, not in definitive terms. Whereas if Donald Trump was president, everybody would know that, that America is behind Israel 150%. I'd also say that the four Arab countries or Arab states that said they were willing to sign a peace pact with Israel, that would have been done and completed. Of course, that's all been put on hold because of the new management of our country right now. And so here it is. Our favorite ally in the Middle East is almost on their own, which is shades and memories of what Netanyahu experienced under the Biden Obama administration.
I concur. This is a concern. You know, there's a scripture that I go to quite a bit in cases of change of leadership. I was quoting it a lot when Trump became president. in Daniel chapter 2 and verses 21, it says, it's the Lord who changes times and seasons, yes, and removes and raises up kings and gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge with those understanding. Are we at this point, is the wisdom to the wise now? We're starting to say, well, okay, the biblical prophecies written thousands of years ago that deal with Hamas and Israel and these Iran and these Arab countries over there, are they about ready to find final fulfillment? I recently did a little 11-minute video on Zoom that's had like 50,000 views on it just over a couple of days, where I talked about there's actually biblical prophecies regarding Hamas in that Gaza area. There's an ancient hatred. What Hamas is doing is they're replaying in modern history, but also in ancient history, this ancient hatred that shows up in the Bible. And it's called Olam Ibah in the Hebrew, and it's a hatred. What it is it stems way back in time. It perpetuates through time. It's without an end in sight, and it must be, and it won't stop. In other words, it has to be stopped militarily, not with a politically brokered peace deal. So when you look at these prophecies that are Middle East centered, that required Israel to be back in the land, like Psalm 83 and a few other ones, they are militarily, IDF shows up as a powerhouse in these prophecies, and a whole bunch of them, and not, two-state solution. So peace deals with Jordan right now, that's going to be gone down the road. Mm-hmm. Several prophecies talk about a war between Israel and Jordan, not the one that's already happened in 48, 67, and 73. There'll be a terrorization of Egypt. There's a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel as well. So these things are paper thin. And where this is going is into the mother of all Mideast wars, a major conflict that was predicted by the psalmist Asaph 3,000 years ago in Psalm 83.
And right.
It's incredible to watch it all setting up.
Well, that was my instinct when I first started seeing this play out. And, of course, I thought of you immediately because you have been the one that brought Psalm 83 to the prophetic world and going, and even they in unison comment and go, how did we miss this, Bill Salas? So congratulations, for your insight and listening to the Word of God and listening to God himself so that you could bring this to the forefront. And, consistently, ever since you brought that to the forefront, people have been looking in the Middle East and saying, okay, Israel, is Israel surrounded by its enemies? And right now, boy, this seems to be quite prescient, what we're seeing on the world stage today, right? We got about 10 seconds left and we'll go to break, Bill.
Exactly. And what we're trying to do, Bill, with our shows when we come together is, take the viewers, the listeners' attention to the prophetic perspective, the biblical narrative, so they can size it up.
This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the va.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bill Salas joins us. Bill is the best-selling author, renowned prophecy expert, and breaking it down, you know, what's happening in the Middle East right now. And this isn't a happenstantial event. You have to trust God and understand that God is fully in control. And it's interesting when you look at all the events. You know, we got Donald Trump out who supported Israel 100%. And we have Joe Biden in that's very soft and mushy about his support of Israel. And look what's happening right now. Bill, the Hamas and Iran are, you know, are raising their shoulders and their chest. And don't think for a minute that China and Russia are not observing.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, China just put together a big deal with Iran of, I think it's like, I don't know, $400 billion or something over a period of time. I don't have the number correct on that. That's over a period of time, over years. Russia's involved with Iran building more nuclear facilities on the west coast of Iran, the Bushehr area, the Bushehr 2 and Bushehr 3. Mm-hmm. China's trying to be involved in the peace process. Egypt's trying to take the front role in the peace process. This conflict right here is sitting at the core of concerns worldwide. Protests are going on in nations' capitals across mm-hmm. the world. Toronto just recently had a huge protest, and there was conflict that erupted between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli. So this is a big deal. This has got a worldwide implication, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, as you say, this is what we're seeing. And, in fact, I'm even though you have the squad, you have elected officials here in our government speaking out about Israel, speaking out against Israel, trying to claim some sort of moral equivalence, which is, you know, problematic. But yet it's very dangerous because what we have seen in all these processes, it starts with an idea. It starts with some words. It starts with a little seed being planted out there, creating this conflict and this narrative that leads people to believe that
Israel is the problem. But, you know, people with half a mind can see that if Hamas wants the bombs to stop, well, then they're the ones that keep sending missiles, you know, and Israel has every right to protect itself, and it's retaliating accordingly.
Right. And so before I went to the break, I was talking about we're trying to present to your listeners the prophetic perspective from the biblical narrative so they can compare it to the secular worldview, the secular news they're getting. Mm-hmm. This is the camera angle they need to know. In other words, this land over there that's the heated in contest ever since Israel became a nation again in 1948, this is called the Promised Land biblically. It was land given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 through 18, which spanned from the river of Egypt, probably the Nile, through to the river Euphrates, which of course is to modern-day Iraq and Syria. Ultimately, someday, when Jesus Christ returns and sets up his messianic kingdom in a thousand-year period, they will get all that land. Mm-hmm. But incrementally, like in 1967, they got some of that land, and they're going to get, I believe, more of that land, prophetically speaking, as they win some wars, and they'll incrementally expand into that territory. Now, one of those territories, we're told, is going to be the Gaza,
exactly,
where Hamas are. Mm-hmm. And it says in a prophecy written around 630 B.C. by the prophet Zephaniah that the Gaza will be deserted, the Ashkelon will be a desolation, and it talks about a few other places in that ancient time where the Gaza is now will be uprooted. And it says that the Lord is against, and he said the Philistines then, because that's when they were called the Philistines back at that time. They weren't called the Hamas per se, but he said it would destroy them and leave no inhabitant there, and that the sea coast, because it's on the sea coast of the Mediterranean, will become the possession of the remnant of the house of Judah. And then we find out there'll actually be flocks and there'll be pastures there, meadows, shepherds for flocks, and this sort of thing. And then 60 years after we find this out, we hear from Ezekiel, the prophet, and he tells us why. It gets into this ancient hatred we talked about. It says, because yes, the Philistines fell vengefully and took vengeance with a spiteful heart,
right,
to destroy because of the old hatred. Mm-hmm. That I will stretch out my hand against them, destroy the remnant from the sea coast, which as Zephaniah said, with furious rebukes. So this is not going to get any better for Hamas. They're going to continue to forward that animosity toward Israel. They're just breeding it in their children. I mean, they see all the damage going on over there. Right now, presently, with these hits that's been going on, these attacks inside of Gaza, which are self-inflicted because Hamas continues to fire missiles over into Israel.
Exactly.
There's about 40,000 refugees that have been cramming into the UNRWA headquarters over there. And this is in the midst of the pandemic. They estimate that about 30% of the Hamas are dealing with COVID-19 because this is one of the most densely populated, crammed-in areas, unsanitary areas in the world, really. So this is really a real mess over here.
Bill, help the people understand the relationship between Hamas, the Palestinians, and the Philistines.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Philistines, of course, go back in time. What happened in when Israel was defeated in 70 AD by the Romans, there were still some Jews lingering around that didn't disperse into the nations of the world. That's when the temple was destroyed. And the Roman emperor, there was a final revolt he suppressed, and he renamed that area Palestinia because it was the Philistines, it was Israel's ancient enemy, and he forbid Jewish worship and Jews to reside there and that sort of thing. So it's been Palestine because of that. About time, and its borders would always, you know, change different sizes depending on who controlled the area. But it was never really, Palestine was never really an understood, you know, place. It was just a loosely defined territory.
Just a designation.
Israel becomes a nation in 1948, and then you have all these this violence erupt. And what happened in 1948 is the Arabs had received their statehoods after World War One, and they voted against their being in Israel. And when the UN voted Israel in, they told the Arabs that were living in what was formerly called Palestine to get out for 5 days because their armies would come and destroy Israel. It would not happen. Mm-hmm. But that was a miscalculation. And Israel won that war with a few little jets and some, you know, hand grenades. That's about all they had. Now all of a sudden you have these refugee camps that were spread out throughout Lebanon and the Gaza area, through now what's called the West Bank, into Jordan. And so they're all sort of Palestinians per se, but they're from different ethnic groups throughout time. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Hamas over there would have come from the Philistines. A lot of the the Palestinians in the West Bank would have come from what are called the Edomites. And I get into all this stuff in my Psalm 83 book. I trace the history of these people.
Right, exactly.
It's called Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed. But so ultimately they're Palestinians, but their ancestries, of course, are from all across the boards in the Middle East. So the Hamas really are bannering the Palestinian play. So we don't want to make any dance around that. They're Palestinians. They're trying to unite the Palestinians in the West Bank. They're trying to get the Arabs living in Israel legally to get involved in this, and they perhaps start another intifada. Mm-hmm. So now this thing isn't over yet, Bill. And
no.
At some point, it's going to get into the fulfillment of these prophecies.
Exactly.
And when those happen, those are game changers. Those are the events that God knew would impact the world that he wanted us to know about so we could be prepared for them in advance.
Yeah, and here it is unfolding right before our eyes, Psalm 83. And it's like the chess pieces are coming in the right place, just as God said it was going to happen. But you know, the common element in all this is this ancient hatred that you speak of. Until I read your book, Bill, I just didn't have the capacity to understand what that was. You know, what that has been doing. And of course, we see it play out here, even in our culture, how ideologues have taken over. And it's certainly not, you know, thousands of years of ancient hatred, but hatred nonetheless, and how devastating and debilitating hatred becomes. And this is why God hates hate.
That's right. And none of the world leaders, and unfortunately the Biden administration would be classified in that, understand this. Mm-hmm. And until they understand the roots of this hatred, the roots of this conflict, they're never going to be able to understand how it's going to resolve itself. And it's not going to resolve itself diplomatically. When diplomacy fails, wars begin. And many of these types of conflicts throughout history have been resolved through militarily, through war. They've had to take out the enemy so they can live at peace. And ultimately, we're told in another prophecy that's coming that Israel will live in peace. They'll dwell without walls. They'll dwell securely. But they can't get to that position for that prophecy, which is in Ezekiel 38. Many of your viewers may be familiar with that prophecy.
Right.
But they can't get to that particular condition because of the Hamas, because of the Hezbollah to the north, because of the Syrian chemical weapons facing them to the northeast. And these are countries that are involved in Psalm 83. Matter of fact, it lists in Psalm 83 these 10 populations that are going to come to cut the nation of Israel off, that the name will be remembered no more. And it puts in the belligerents. It says, Philistia is there with the inhabitants of Tyre. Now, we talked about Philistia's brother Gaza. Is the inhabitants of Tyre, that's Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And who's inhabiting Lebanon right now? The Hezbollah. So listed right next to each other seem to be the Hamas and the Hezbollah. And the prophecy in Psalm 83,
right.
Verse 7. So we're looking at this very closely, Bill.
Yeah, exactly, how this plays out. And, of course, when this happens, and you say a military resolution, you know, to this, or a solution to this this temporary problem, because we know that it will not go away, because then we start heading into, you know, what we perceive to be the final chapter of it all, right?
Right. This particular end of the Arab-Israeli conflict militarily, as put forward in Psalm 83, sets the stage for the bigger things to happen. The big Ezekiel 38 prophecy that's coming, which will involve Russia and Turkey and Iran, and there's 9-member coalition that's going to come to take over Israel's prosperity and destroy Israel. That is when God stops that supernaturally. He plays his hand in that fire, hailstone, brimstone. The world's going to be in shock, and it says, I will make my holy name known. In the midst of my people Israel, they shall not profane it anymore, and the nations will know I'm the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. See, God is going to let the world know. He's going to put them on notice that he's a God, the promise-keeping God, and the God who sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
I'll tell you, it can't happen soon enough, Bill Salas. Where this world is right now, the chaos that it's in, this is what it's going to take. The Lord of Heaven's army is coming down, revealing the truth once and for all, and letting everybody know that God Almighty reigns. Bill Salas, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.